our joint review of Air of Fire by Sarah J. Maas. This audio review is an extract from episode 12 of Seeing the Treetops podcast. You can listen to the rest of that episode and our other episodes by going to teaandthetreetops.com and clicking on the podcast link. So this is our review. We'll do our joint review for Air of Fire by Sarah J. Maas. It's published all over the world, I believe, by Bloomsbury. And this is book 3 in the series, coming out in September. So there, when we talk about this, there may be spoilers for Throne of Glass and Crown of Midnight, which are the first two. But we'll try not to have any spoilers for this book itself.
Yes.
So if you haven't read the first two, you can skip ahead if you want to, but we'll try. We'll do our best not to, but, you know. Shall we? Do you want to read the blurb out?
Sure, I'll read the blurb out. Lost and broken, Selena Sardothian's only thought is to avenge the savage death of her dearest friend. As the King of Ardalan's assassin, she is bound to serve his tyrant, but he will pay for what he did. Any hope Selena has of destroying the king lies in answers to be found in Wendelin. Sacrificing his future, Kael, the captain of the King's Guard, has sent Selena there to protect her, but her darkest demons lay in that same place. If she can overcome them, she will be Ardalan's biggest threat and his own toughest enemy. While Selena learns of her true destiny and the eyes of Irelia are on Wendelin, a brutal and beastly force is preparing to take to the skies. Will Selena find the strength not only to win her own battles, but to fight a war that could pit her loyalties to her own people against those she has grown to love?
Wow.
Sounds very full-on, doesn't it?
It does, actually. It's a very complicated summary of what's going on there. Shall we start by saying that we absolutely love the first two books in this series?
And I really like this book too.
I did,
enjoyed it.
It wasn't. I didn't love it as much as I loved the first two for some reason, but...
The first one is still my favourite. It's kind of moving away, though, from a... I don't know, I found Selena really quite witty and lighthearted and just a little bit frivolous.
She's a very different character.
As much as she's completely kick-ass, she's still got that slightly girly, frivolous feel about her, and I really like that about her, but she's kind of losing that as she grows, and this book is really a book about her development and growth as a person.
Yep, definitely.
Which is needed because I'm assuming, you know, I think I've read some of those 3 more books that she's got coming for this series.
I don't know how many, but yeah, this is not the last
one. It's definitely not the last one. It feels like it's kind of that middle point book where it's going to now start turning.
Yes.
Sort of a turning point book.
Yeah, so it ended up being a lot darker than the previous ones just because of the, she's at a really low point at the start of this one. She hates herself. Feels that she's let down.
She's completely grieving,
and she's just in a really dark place. So
and she hates Kael.
Yeah, she's not. She's a bit angry with him. I'm not really sure why.
She's a bit angry with him.
Well, no, it's because she feels he betrayed her.
And the end of the second book. So, I think and then he sent her over the sea. And I think
I
think she feels that he's in a place where she can never forgive him.
Yep. Oh, I hope something comes of that because...
You really like him, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway, so she meets up with a new character called Rowan, who is Fae.
Yes.
So, and he's basically going to teach her how to use her Fae magic.
That's right.
So,
and that's what a lot of the book really is about. There's a lot of it about their relationship... Their growing respect and friendship for one another.
Yep.
And her learning how to control.
Yeah, I did.
The Fae side of her life.
The first, trying not to be spoilery, but the first half of the book was a bit slow in that she just spent a lot of the time whinging. Basically, I mean, I know she was in a very dark place, but she just was very upset all the time and butted heads with Rowan all the time.
Mm. But you kind of needed that because otherwise, I think they're. I don't know. I really feel that they are a really solid... What I quite enjoyed about this book was it took a move away from the romance. There's no romance in this novel at all.
Yep.
And I really like that Rowan is never brought in to be some sort of potential romance, which is what I was very worried about at first.
I felt that a little bit at first, but then
by the end it was just because we're so used to that in our YA books?
Maybe, yeah. I hope not, because that'd be sad if that was happening.
I really liked that at the end you felt that they were a really strong, solid friendship, and they'd worked at it. They'd really had to work at it, and I think, like insta-love, I just guess insta-friendship doesn't always work, and I really...
And that was the other thing with the magic side of it. She worked hard to... She didn't just suddenly find that she had some powers. She had to work at it and practice a lot.
Yes.
In order to become really awesome with magic. So,
See, I think that's... I don't know. There's something about that hard-won skill that seems more...
It's more realistic, I guess. Yes. Because you don't just suddenly find that you're great at... Well, sometimes people do, I suppose, but... most of the time, you've got to work hard for what you're doing.
Nothing worse than a series of books where every book, the heroine just seems to get stronger and stronger for no reason and just can always save the day because her powers just keep getting better. I don't know. Yeah. There's something very unauthentic about that.
Yeah, not satisfying as if you really work at it.
Yes, that's right.
So
aside from the story of Selena and Rowan, we've also got a second point of view, or a new point of view, I should say, because there's multiple points of view in this book, where we find out more about the witches. And there's a point of view from Manon Blackbeak, and there's a whole sort of storyline there about, you know, what it is to be a witch. And she also grows and changes, and they're learning to control wervens.
Yeah, so they were... I didn't really like their chapters. I thought there's a lot of them in there and I didn't really see why.
Well, she's a very black, dark-hearted person, really, and that's hard to read.
Horrible, yeah. But then we won't give any spoilers, but it does get better. As you go on, you realise why we need to know so much about the Iron Teeth Witches and that there's something going on there more than they know. And so that storyline ends up being really quite a good one, so you kind of have to stick with it a little bit because at the start it's not clear where that's going at all.
No, it's just looking inside a very horrible head.
Yeah, pretty much. They're pretty horrible people, those the witches. So I'm sure that we'll see a lot more of them in the next few books.
I think the only other new addition is Adion Ashriva, who is currently working for the King of Ardalan as a general. But he's also Selena's cousin.
Yeah, so he's one of the original Ashriva royal family people. And
he's an interesting character because you never know, well, we won't say too much, but you can never tell if he's good or bad.
Yep.
You just don't really know.
Yeah, at first you think that he's sort of turned cloaked and working for the king and whatever.
But you just don't know.
But you don't know what he's really up to for quite a lot of the book, actually. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different stories are woven in together in this one. So.
And a lot of new stuff, really. But you still do see a bit of Kale and Dorian. They still participate, but nowhere near as much as they have in the last two books, I would say. Though enough that you don't feel unsatisfied.
Well, it was a lot more stretched out over across the world kind of thing this time. So all the characters were in the same place before. They were all just in Ardalan the whole time.
Yep.
And now we get to see a bit more of the amazing kind of world that has been created. So it's only a little bit with each character at a time.
But, yep.
Despite the beginning being a little bit slow, the last few chapters are really intense.
Yes.
And
very dark.
Yep, quite dark. Kind of, I don't know, just I couldn't put it down. I think I was reading late at night trying to finish it. And it wasn't... a cliffhanger. It wrapped up at the end.
It did wrap up. But all I'm going to say is, and I'm trying not to spoil it, but man, every time I think these guys are going to have a win against that damn King of Ardalan, he seems to always throw them for six. I just want them to have a little win. It doesn't have to be a big win, just a little win, just once.
He's a horrible question.
Horrible question, sorry. Horrible person. Oh.
Yes, definitely. But, yeah, I think he'll get what's coming to him. Well, I hope so. Oh,
I keep hoping so, and it still hasn't happened. It's like he's the next Joffrey, that's what I think.
Well, I think the best villains are the ones that you really hate because they keep having, you know, wins all the time. And she can't kill him off until right at the end, I reckon.
No.
Otherwise, it'll just... There won't be any really bad people in the story anymore. Yeah. But anyway...
So that was a good book. So what did you rate it?
I think I gave it 4 stars just because I didn't love it as much as the earlier ones and it was a little slow, but it was a very important book. I'll probably end up giving it 4.5 in our final review.
You're saying 4.5? Okay. I'm giving it 4. I think it was a little slow at the beginning. I think I also gave Crown of Midnight 4. I really liked it, but I didn't love it quite to the extent that first book to me was just fantastic.
Yep.
You can't get much better than that.
I guess it'll be a year until the next one.
I know.
We'll just have to wait and see.